Since 1997, the World Water Forum takes place every 3 years, co-hosted by the World Water Council and a host city. It is the largest international forum within the water sector, gathering various stakeholders. In May this year, the 10th World Water Forum was held in Bali, Indonesia. For the first time, around 4,000 young professionals and activists took part, the highest youth participation ever in a World Water Forum. How do young people organize themselves in order to effectively represent their interests in such a massive international forum? And how do their actions contribute to a water-secure future for all? These are some of the questions we will discuss in today's episode of the Trend Observatory on Water podcast. My name is Lilia Aufdenbrinker, and I am analyst in the water program at Adelphi, a Berlin-based think tank implementing the Trend Observatory for the Swiss Development Corporation. To explore what was trending at the 10th World Water Forum, I have invited three young representatives and water experts who attended the forum. Duita Wayaidini is an Indonesian program manager and co-founder of the Ranggam Foundation, a Bali-based non-profit organization working in the areas of social water programs and community gardens, among others. In the 10th World Water Forum, she represented the Bali Youth Parliament for Water as its current president. Furthermore, she played a key role in the success of the 1 million youth action challenge We Are Water, which uses art as an advocacy tool against plastic pollution. We Are Water is an initiative from the Swiss Development Corporation, coordinated by the International Secretariat for Water. Ghazi Numan is a civil and environmental engineer from Sudan with regional expertise in the water sector. At the 10th World Water Forum, he represented the World Youth Parliament for Water and was also one of the Bali Youth representatives. He recently received this year's Top 30 Under 30 Award by the Alberta Council for Global Cooperation for his work to support Sudanese youth in the water sector. Mata Saragossa Navarro is a Swiss scholar in diplomacy and international relations. She's an active member of the European Youth Parliament for Water since 2016 and the World Youth Parliament for Water since 2021, where she currently serves as a global advocacy lead and World Water Forum liaison. She played a key role at the 10th World Water Forum as a core member and the only accredited negotiator of the Bali Youth Plan Working Group. Her long-lasting work for youth mainstreaming within the water sector was also recognized through her selection as a Bali Youth representative. I'm very happy to have you with us. Before we dive into the topic, I would like you to briefly introduce yourself. So please, Duita.
Hi, Lily. I am Duita from Indonesia. I am a group leader of Bali Youth Parliament for Water, and I've been working in water sector for about 5 years now, specifically concerning safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene. I chose to work in water sector because I was growing up without realizing that water is a problem. And even today, I found a lot of people still struggling with water. So I started a community and a charity organization to help tackle water problem, as well as raising awareness about water challenges itself. I was fortunate that during 10th World Water Forum, I was involved in the preparation of the thematic process and also in youth programs. Thank you for having me in this interview.
Thank you very much, Rita. So, Ghazi, what about you?
Yeah, thank you, Lily, and hello, everyone. My name is Ghazi Numan. I'm from Sudan, and I currently work as a water and sanitation regional consultant with an organization named COST, Center for Affordable Water and Sanitation Technology. I am a civil engineer with a master's degree in environmental and sanitary engineering, and I'm also a delegate of the World Youth Parliament for Water. I participated in the recent version of the World Water Forum in Bali, and I also had the privilege of representing the young people in the high-level panel of the World Water Forum, Water and Sanitation for All. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
We are happy to have you, Ghazi. Marta, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I'm Marta. I am a graduate in international relations and international public management. So I studied between France and China, and I have devoted my life to the water sector since I was 13. I joined the European Youth Parliament for Water during the 2016 session, and then I worked my way up, ended up at the World Youth Parliament for Water, where right now I hold the positions of a global advocacy lead. And then I also had the opportunity to be the liaison of our organization with the World Water Forum. So I have been involved within this kind of processes in the background for a little while now. In the last forum, I had the privilege of representing us also as negotiator of the coalition that we had for youth movements. So yeah, very happy to be here as well.
Thank you very much, Marta. I have to say, I'm very impressed by all of you three and even happier to have you here today. And when I thought about the topic of our podcast, a very basic but even more important question came to my mind. Why is it necessary to involve young people in overcoming global water problems?
For me, I think the water and climate change are international, global issues, right? They are not limited by the political borders between the countries or even limited by the administrative borders inside the countries. So the countries so far have been trying to solve these issues from their perspective. But this kind of approach has a limited impact. The young people are different. The young people prefer, like to bond, to connect with each other. They don't care about the political issues or the inherited issues between the countries. They value the relationships. And this kind of approach is very necessary to build trust. Since those young people are going to be in a decision-making positions in the future, it is very necessary to include them right now at the present so that when they have the role of decision makers in their countries, they bring these perspectives and this trust to the table, and then they can have a different approaches and much better impact in their countries and in their regions.
At the end of the day, we are the last generation that can end climate change. We were also one of the core groups to bring climate change into the political agenda. We are not the future, we are the present. We are young water professionals, we're young water activists. We are bringing to the table many solutions to the problems that are being discussed. I do believe that it's now time that we are formally recognized, but with this comes also a responsibility on our end. Who are we representing? We have the privilege of being able to be invited to international conferences as ourselves, as individuals, and not as representatives of specific governments or specific organizations. We do represent our communities. We do represent the people that we are working with. I mean, Ghazi here is one of the great examples of how we managed to push for messages such as our strong action against the weaponization of water.
Thank you very much, Marta. And I really like what you said. We are not only the future, we are also the present. This is also something that gets forgotten when talking about youth and youth engagement. How was exactly youth represented at the World Water Forum? Who is participating there? What are the names of the largest youth movements? So what's happening there?
So if you're referring to youth participation within the 10th World Water Forum, we had one of the forums with the most young people involved. The last number that we got was that we had 4,000 young people who ended up coming to the forum. Again, this is a big number. So for the people who might not be familiar with the forum, there's three core processes that take place within it. So there's the political process, there's the thematic process, and then there's the regional processes. But for the first time, we were included within the political process and we were granted the observer status as a coalition of young water professionals and activists. And our cooperation together was made possible through the creation of the Bali Youth Plan. It's basically a group that was established with some specific objectives that was to ensure that there's a part of young people who are represented in the thematic, regional, and political processes, not only as attendants, but also as coordinators, as speakers, as moderators, as rapporteurs as well, depending on their own expertise. And the Bali Youth Plan was actually recognized as one of the concrete deliverables and concrete actions from the forum. So this working group started in June. Right now there's a Global Youth Movement for Water that is a coalition of 380 right now. We are youth and youth-related organizations for water. So yes, we had the Bali Youth Representatives, 80 people. Then we had the people from the World Youth Parliament for Water, because we organized our General Assembly, as always, before the World Water Forum to make sure that most of our members can also actively participate within the forum. And then we also had other members of the coalition who were present. And this working group, we are continuing. So I'm very, very happy. There's a lot to do, though, don't get me wrong. But we still got to see a little bit more momentum for youth inclusion, which doesn't need to take out the importance of civil society also being invited within the forum, such as Indigenous people, women organizations need to be invited as well.
Thank you very much, Marta. I think you also brought a light to the jungle of institutions and like, who is representing whom, because this is also very important, not only stopping with the forum, but really thinking of, okay, what can we take out of it? How can we bring it further? So following up on this, Duhita, I am also very curious to hear your opinion on the World Water Forum and did it meet your expectations also with respect to youth aspects? I think you also have a special position here since the World Water Forum was held in Bali and Indonesia is your home country, right?
Yeah. For me personally, it's actually my first World Water Forum and it was such a big forum with hundreds of thematic sessions, and some of them were arranged at the same time. So my team and I needed to catch up real fast and with all the opportunities presented to us, such as becoming speaker and session coordinators, also involved in the youth booths, we need to act like immediately. We also need to be really strategic to deliver what we wanted to talk about, who we wanted to talk to, and which agenda to push. So we are grateful that 5 days prior to the forum, we attended the 6th General Assembly of World Youth Parliament for Water. In that event, we were receiving a lot of capacity building and networking session, which is very useful to prepare us. And in this event, we got the chance to meet other youth as well, from other countries who have diverse background and expertise in water. And besides that, there's also fun activities such as 1 million youth action challenge called We Are Water. So this campaign is actually something that we did before the General Assembly and World Water Forum. Together with our partner Lina and other organization, we were able to collect plastic labels from the beach. And then we cleaned it and we arranged it based on color. We then create a big wording, we are water. And per letter, it's about, I think, 2 times 3 meter wide. So it's quite big. And we took photos and videos of the art using drone. I remember that we got up really early for shooting this. So I wanted to say thank you to everyone, including SIS Development and Cooperation, volunteers, Bali Youth Parliament for Water team, and many other organizations that I cannot mention one by one. It's quite an amazing opportunity for us to showcase that plastic problem in Indonesia is real and it's polluting our water.
Thank you very much, Duhita, for also the very nice description of We Are Water. Ghazi, I think I'm also excited to hear your opinion on the World Water Forum. Did it meet your expectations to youth aspects or also general other aspects you have in mind?
Yeah, for me, I would say that it met my expectations to some extension. This version of the World Water Forum was definitely one of the most World Water Forum in terms of youth inclusion about the initiative that we were part of, the 1 million youth action challenge and plastic collection from the mangrove forest. It was very, very good experiences and it really connected us with the nature and with the water and also the events of the We Are Water. And I'm really glad that I was part of these amazing initiatives and it helped us a lot in terms of writing our messages and delivering our talks during the negotiations and during the discussions in the World Water Forum. But at the same time, I would like to highlight that we as young people, we are not only looking to be part of things for the sake of being included in the sessions and to participate just in the panels and the discussion and sharing the stage. We are looking to be recognized as a key stakeholder in the sector. And I was working closely with the Bali Youth Plan, which were very, very great actions from the youth, by the way. It contained very solid opinions and perspectives from the different youth to the future of the water sector. But when I checked the outcomes, like the compendium of the World Water Forum, I think it included around 114 initiatives, but it's like included 4 to 6 initiatives by youth. We made some serious points, some concrete points there, but we haven't those kind of points in the outcomes. So what we are looking for is the meaningful engagement and inclusion of youth in the water sector. I think we are going to the right way and we have achieved some great things during this panel, but we are looking for more effective youth inclusion in the future.
So you really strive for meaningful representation and recognition. I think this is something you will definitely take further also to the next forum. Thank you very much, Ghazi. Yes, to round also this perspective, Marta, I would also like to invite you maybe also some final thoughts on youth representation.
Of course, maybe just to give you a little bit of context, I had three main hats within my participation in the forum. So I was the advocacy lead of the World Youth Parliament for Water and the liaison with the forum of our individual organization. I say individual organization, but I mean, we're more than 50,000 members. We're present in 80 countries and we have more than 50 chapters. So we are kind of massive. We have been recognized already in other events as well, such as we have a seat at the steering committee of the Water Pavilion for COP. We have been accredited for human rights conversations at the United Nations. We now have already proven also at the Global Youth Movement for Water that we have an added value. So right now, the conversation should be more like, okay, now we have young people within these spaces. What do we want from these spaces? What do we want to add? How do we have accountability within these processes? How do we make sure that what is agreed at the different discussions is going to then be taken to the next conversations on water? So how do we make sure that we don't start from scratch? So basically, we have now the Bali Youth Targets that we adopted. There are five core topics that we would want to see for better youth inclusion within the water sector. For example, one would be better entry-level job opportunities that are paid, or a strong instance against the weaponization of water, or for Blue Peace. So under each of these labels, we have specific concrete actions that we're calling for. And we have some examples of best practices already being put forward and put in place by young water advocates or young water professionals within their own organizations. And now we're opening a call for countries or governments, local, national, or even international agencies, if they want, to help us collect these best practices. And this is something very important because that means that we already have some substance that we want to bring to the next forum or the next conferences.
Thank you very, very much, Marta. I like that you not only raised these important questions regarding accountability, but also pointed out what actually can we do. Imagine you can write a message in a bottle to your future self. What visions do you have for a water secure future? Ghazi, would you like to start?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, during the World Water Forum, I used to ask experts, the high-level professionals, on why do you believe in yours? And one of the answers that I got from the director of the Global Water Practice of the World Bank, he said that because youth care. And this is one of the major things that I would like to send myself in the future, because in the future, we will not be youth anymore, but we want to keep support for the future generation of young people who are advocating for the water sector. I want to remind myself that the young people care. They do care about the global issues. We should start working on the ground. We should facilitate regional and local water use networks and the collaborations between the different regions so we can empower the water sector at the national level. I think this is what is necessary right now for us as young people to work on, because we go to those conferences, we negotiate on behalf of the young people, we advocate for different actions, but it is very important to empower those who have not got the chance to go to the conferences, and so they can continue the process of what we are doing currently in the future.
Thank you very much, Ghazi. Duhita, what would you probably write to yourself?
Thank you, Lily, for the question. So when I envision what will happen in Indonesia or Southeast Asia in the future, I would like to see more and more youth movement in Indonesia or Southeast Asia, including Youth Parliament for Water. This is so that youth and civil society can access more information easily and also gaining network of like-minded people, allies, whether if it's coming from government or from other stakeholders. We need to stick together. And as we know that 60% of youth are located in Asia Pacific, we are still underrepresented compared to countries like Europe. So I think it's quite a big task, and therefore we have to do it together. We have to walk hand in hand to achieve this.
Thank you very much, Duhita. Yes, then we're also coming to the message in a bottle from Marta. What would you write?
I've managed to get inspired by so many people across the years. So I think I would like to write, "We are here and we're not alone. There's so many beautiful things that have been ongoing. in the youth-led movement for water, but also across generations. There's so many best practices that exist. There's so many innovations that are already pitched for solving some of the most pressing challenges that we see in the water and climate sectors. But as a youth community, I've met so many people who have given me the capacity to continue dreaming and not get frustrated. Going alone, carrying our own individual projects is not enough. We need to build from what was already been done across best initiatives. We also need to make sure that we bring local initiatives to the global sphere. For me, it's very, very important that we build from local and then we bring it to the world to see so that we can create these synergies that are so important. And I also wish that we could not turn a blind eye to the realities of the ground. There is an urgent need to establish mechanisms and to prevent the global water crisis in which we are now. I mean, there are 2 to 3 billion people worldwide who experience water shortages, and the people who suffer the most normally are marginalized communities. So it's our responsibility as well to start addressing the real problem and start having these difficult discussions. And the elephant in the room should not be ignored. And that's why we are here. And that's why we're not alone, because alone we cannot get very far.
Thank you, Marta. Thank you, Ghazi and Duhita. I think that is a really important message, even more in the current times, because everyone is experiencing effects of climate change, how it's also affecting water security, water availability worldwide. So thank you so much for providing us these insights, also not only on the importance of youth engagement, but also pointing out, okay, what can we actually do and we are doing and we are planning to do in order to contribute to our water secure future.
If you would like to learn more about the topic of today's podcast and other important trends for the water sector, check out our Trend Observatory on Water website. You will find the link in the description. Thank you for tuning in and goodbye.